This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065, 1-800-928-1065.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, let's get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, awesome, mighty, incredible, and you are very, very special. Why do I know this? Because these are words people use to describe you. You are such an incredible human being that does so much for so many people without even thinking about it or trying. That I just want to say, you are so special. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! I just want to thank you for all that you do, because you are the only presence that of God in people's lives, and you are truly, truly appreciated. Well, how has December been going for you? I hope it's been going well. And as you see, we've been having different guests on talking to you about topics that are important to them and important to you, to uplift you and guide you down your spiritual journey. And today we will be having John J.B. Brown on the show. He's going to be talking to us about dating. You remember when I had him on the show before, I said, John, can we talk to you about dating and how it's important to know the ins and outs, especially from you, because you're a good-looking brother and you're willing to go there and share insights that are really, really unique. And he said, okay, you should kind of shout me out on the air, but I'm going to do it. So let me just tell you a little bit about John. He's going to be joining us later on in the show. John Brown, a.k.a. JB, was born and raised in Harlem, New York. JB has been living hip-hop ever since he can remember, influenced by soul and jazz cats Barry White, rest in peace, Lionel Hampton, Miles Davis, Prince of the 80s and 90s, as well as hip-hop acts Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One. JB was able to hone his skills in production and emceeing. This self-taught piano player now hails from Albany, New York. JB has been taking music seriously for 10 years and has performed with many major and minor sign acts, including Big Pun, Rest in Peace, Lost Boys, Brand Nubian, The Lox, Beatnuts, Onyx, Common, Mr. Cheeks, Amiri, Nine, Remember Him, and many, many more. JB started out in 1983 being involved in a group called Med Flowers. Then in 1996, the group went their separate ways to pursue solo endeavors. Since then, JB has become a complete artist by taking guitar lessons and producing music for many of the Capital District's hip-hop artists. In 1997, JB wrote, produced, recorded, and pressed his solo debut song, seven-song EP Allegory, which sold an impressive 2,200 units from October 97 to April 98. Then after a small break from the biz, JB, accompanied by Tunnel, Rat, Steve Stackett, recorded an EP in late 1998 and formed a group called Illumination, which set the stage for the follow-up solo LP entitled Total Comage, which has had 19 songs and a skit. Released in 1999, after selling close to 5,000 units, JB went on a small tour of the surrounding states. Recently, he has released an independent LP entitled Seize the Moment. And without further ado, let us welcome JB. How are you doing, JB?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, definitely. No problem.
JB, we're going to be talking about dating and getting your opinion on the hows, the whys, and what people should keep in mind about the dating scene. So let's get some insight from you. First of all, you're an African-American, good-looking brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can say that because I'm also your big sister, and you are very good-looking. And you're very kind, and you're spiritually grounded. How do you go about dating people?
How do
finding
I go about dating? You know what? The oddest thing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I really don't go out of my way searching for a date.
What?
Funny enough, they just fall into my lap. And listen. See, I know people are going to take this the wrong way. They're going to take this the wrong way. I mean, if I meet someone and a great conversation is sparked,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of happens. It just kind of happens. Like, I'm a nurse. I'm an LPN. That's what
mm-hmm.
I do for a living when I'm not doing my music. And I meet a lot of pharmaceutical reps and doctors and all types of patients. And sometimes a pharmaceutical rep or a patient or another colleague will spark a conversation with me, and eventually that conversation will turn into us going out on a date.
So
and sometimes they just it just happens. You know, God places people in your life for reasons and seasons.
All right.
We all know
Amen.
That.
So Amen.
Sometimes there's a reason that I meet a certain person, and it might not necessarily be to date that person in a long-term relationship. It could be that she's going through something and she needs someone to talk to, or vice versa. I'm going through something, and I need someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So not every date is a date where I'm pursuing it for, you know, a relationship.
Okay. Well, I like how you said that. And, you know, I said, oh, because, you know, I was one of these Christians who had in their head that they had to help Jesus out. So she went to the online dating scene like blackpeoplemeet.com and match.com and eHarmony. And I went on thousands of dates. And, you know, nothing panned out. The caliber of people just wasn't there. And when I stopped running around looking, you know, my husband contacted me over Facebook and said, hey, how you doing?
Exactly. So that's what I mean. You know, sometimes things it just happens. I'm never one to look for someone. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm divorced, as you know. Mm-hmm. When I met my last wife, we met because we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by happenstance. She asked me to lunch, and we started hanging out. And one thing led to another. So I've never been in a situation where I have to go out and look for a date or find a date. And I did create a couple of profiles on those online dating sites, and I've never been
okay.
on a date. Never been on a date from them, but I did meet one person that wasn't what the pictures and her biography stated. So, you know, I'm
afraid of those things. What was the person like when you really met them in real life?
Well, you know what? All I can say was she was different. She looked different. And that's okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm not against any shape or color or anything like that. I'm not, so that doesn't make a difference. But she was definitely different from what her profile and her biography initially stated. She was definitely different.
Sound like something jumped up out of you, like rah, rah, like a roaring dragon.
Well, you know, the first, all I can say was the picture that I saw was definitely not the person that I met.
Well, okay, for us Christians who are waiting on the Lord to bring our spouses into our lives because we want someone that can fellowship with us and pray with us and build us up and we build them up and we have a good loving relationship, you know, what advice would you give to those people who are waiting on the Lord for someone?
The advice I would give is to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be realistic in life. And, yes, I wait on the Lord, but, you know, the Lord is only going to do so much. You have to take a few steps yourself. If you're sitting at home and you're praying fervently and you're waiting for the Lord to drop your spouse out of the sky, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. I mean, there are a few rare cases, but you and your husband, you guys have known each other.
True.
Before now. Am I correct?
You're right.
Okay, so with that being said, it's never going to happen. Don't sit home. Don't wait. You know, there's always the church. There's always mm-hmm. libraries. Whatever activity you are into, whatever social life you have, utilize that as your beacon, per se, to put the word out that you're single. I mean, if that's how you want to go about doing it. But don't sit home waiting and praying all the time for your spouse to fall out the sky, because it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned a job.
You have to be open also. You have to be open and receptive to people, you know, because you never know where you're going to meet your next spouse or your first spouse or that girlfriend or boyfriend. You never know where you're going to meet that person. You could be in the grocery store picking out cantaloupe and he or she could walk by and say, oh, you eat cantaloupe too? And that could be a conversation that will, a year from now, you guys will be standing at the altar saying, I do.
Mm. You know, you speak the truth because, you know, people think that no one is watching them when they walk down the street and they go about their business picking up their groceries or going to the library or buying their shoes. You know, there are stores that you tend to frequent all the time, like your corner store.
Right.
And trust me, these people know you and they pay attention to you. They see your hairstyle. They know when you roll out of bed and don't put no makeup on and run out the store. You know, so definitely don't sleep. The streets are watching. And
exactly.
And people are impacted by how you present yourself. And if you are looking for somebody, then you need to always dress to impress.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know
the type of job I have, I work in an office with a doctor, and
mm-hmm.
I also go on the road and I do health insurance and life insurance physicals, you know, when I'm not in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always dressed to the nines. I'm always suit and tied up or business casual. I'm always dressed. And people always ask me, hey, you're a nurse. How come you don't have on scrubs and how come you dress like this every day? Because this is how I want to present myself. This is me. This is who I am. This is how I like to look. Plus, I never know who's watching. Like you said, I never know who's watching. So I don't know if there's another business colleague that's watching or, you know, watching my movement. I don't know if there's a potential mate that's watching me. So I have to look my best at all times. I go to the grocery store. My son is like, Dad, you're just going to the store. Why are you putting on, you know, a nice shirt and jeans? Because I never know who's going to be in the grocery store when I'm there.
Amen. You know, I have my husband cracking up. He said, honey, why are you putting up on your eyeliner just to go to the corner store? I'm like, I mean, people know me there.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like if I come looking all busted, they're going to be like, what's wrong with you? And trust, they will ask, are you okay? So it is important.
It's very important. And see, you know, me being in the music industry also, if I'm out and a fan sees me and they're looking at me and I'm dressed like I just rolled out of bed, they're going to be like, hey, that's not the JB that we saw at the concert 2 weeks ago. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I look at it as you can never have an off day. If you're going to have an off day, let that off day be in your house when you're not doing anything.
It's true, and the same rules apply for dating. You know, when you walk out that door, make sure that you are dressed to impress, that you're getting ready to meet that man or woman of your dreams, and this is the first time they're going to see you. How do you want them to look at you? How do you want them to receive you? You know, because like JB said, you could be running into them and encountering them for the first time and don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. So true.
That is so true. So, okay, you get the guy, right? And this is, I'm asking as from a girl perspective. You get the guy, you and the guy connect, right? What are some ways to keep him? What are some secrets that, you know, sisters need to know? Because you're one of the open guys who will share with us some secrets. So this is taboo talk. Let us...
I didn't say I would share any of those secrets. This is a male bonding thing, and we don't share those with the females.
Okay, well, for your older sister, please do it.
let's see. Being sane and being honest and being open with communication is the best way to keep your mate. And that goes mm-hmm. both sides. If you're honest and you're open in communication, you will keep your mate.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, babe, you look great today. It's nothing wrong with saying any of that. So I think open lines of communication is the best way to keep your mate.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be honest, you can't communicate, you're not running around trying to kill people because they looked at your girl or they looked at your man, then you're mm-hmm. okay. I think you'll do okay, and I think you'll be fine keeping your mate.
Mm-hmm.
So from a guy's point of view, how can a woman keep her mate? By being open to lines of communication.
Mm. Okay, that's good. Is it true what they say that the way to a man is through his stomach? What if a woman can't cook?
Yeah, what if a woman can't cook? See, I that doesn't apply to me because it doesn't matter. I've been cooking since I was 9 years old. You see, you know, I can chef it up, so it doesn't matter if she can cook or not. Granted, I don't want to do all the cooking,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go out to dinner every night I'm not cooking either. So it would be great if she knows how to cook, and my thing is that's something we can do together. I can teach you.
Mm.
And show you, and you know that's something to help you bond. Also, if you both in the kitchen, you get in there and you're cooking, you can bond over that.
Mhm. Yes.
That's
this is taboo talk.
Bonding moment when you're in the kitchen and just your cooking apron. And you know you're stirring, the sauce.
Well, let me ask you. Speaking of the physical, is it very important to have a good physical or a sexual relationship with your mate?
Is it important?
It's very important.
I think it's very important. You
mm-hmm.
know. Again, communication and honesty is the best policy. And, you know, a lot of people play around and they lie. They say, oh, you're great. And they've never experienced what they were supposed to experience during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's sad because if they were open, they could say what they needed to say that would help them achieve whatever bedroom goals they needed to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And physical attraction means a lot. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't care if my husband puts on 20, 30 pounds and gets a little fat? Oh, yes, you do, because if he gets lazy and he's not as active and as fit and he's not as healthy, he's not going to have the energy to do everything he once did or wanted to do when you guys first started dating. So I think keeping that spark and staying physically active and fit and being staying attracted to each other makes a big deal. And it always will help in the bedroom. So, you know, sex is a big.
You know, they say romance is dead. And taking time out to write your partner a thank you letter about for how beautiful they treat you, or pick them up a card that says, I'm thinking about you, I love you, you know, that goes a long way. Do you think that's kind of corny to receive as a guy, or would you appreciate it?
I appreciate it. I welcome it. I love it, because that lets me know that whatever it is I'm doing right.
Mm-hmm.
To let a person know that they're appreciated, the best thing you can do. And again, that goes back to communication, because we want to know. Men and women, we want to know. Okay, you were in the kitchen last night and you cooked what you thought was a great dinner. Hopefully your husband appreciates it. And, you know, he might say that night while you're eating, oh, honey, this is great. But you don't really know if he's telling the truth. But if you receive a card 2 or 3 days later, or he sends you some flowers saying dinner was great last night, I really enjoyed it, that will push you overboard, and you're like, oh, my God, he did love it. Oh, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to kiss him all over, and whatever it is you're going to do, you know, because that's a spark. It's going to help. So, again,
mm-hmm.
Communication is key. I would love to receive a card letting me know, or a text message or an email or whatever it is, letting me know that I'm appreciated. Everyone wants to know that they're appreciated.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please take time out to show the one that you're in a relationship with that you care. You know, do those extra things that are special, like sending a card, sending a text, sending an email. You know, when we were in grade school, we used to make cards out of construction paper and markers. You know, those are the cutest little things that you could do. Don't cost no money, hardly, you know, like a dollar to get some construction paper and just to write I love you and with a heart, do you love me? Some, you know, little cute things. But it touches your mate in a way that will make you very happy and them happy too.
Definitely.
Definitely. Well, JB, we've come to the end of our show already.
That was quick. All right, I got a couple of patients just walked into the office that I have to tend to anyway. But you know what? To end this on a great note, communicate. Communicate with your mate. I don't care what it is, whether it's something that's negative, something that's positive, communicate. Because how else are they going to know? Only way you can keep your mate is to be open and communicate. Don't lie.
Okay.
Because once you start lying, then you got to compound that lie with another lie and another lie and another lie. And it's not even worth it. And you really
okay.
don't want to break anybody's heart. So you'd rather be honest and communicate. Things will go a lot further and a lot better for you.
Now, JB, what are you up to now?
What do you mean?
In terms of your recording business.
Oh, what am I up to? I have a couple of shows that are concerts coming up that are pretty important in January and February. Actually, one next week, too. And I have a couple of releases that are scheduled to be out in January and February. So, some big things.
Okay, releases
out.
Of albums?
Music, yes, yes. I have a 7-song EP called The Book of Moses that'll be out in January, end of January. And then in February, I have a 20-song album that's coming out.
Okay,
so
well, if you wouldn't mind, would you come back on the show to promote your album so people can hear your music and you
sure
talk can. About how you created them?
Yeah, why not? Definitely. I would love to.
Okay, well, we'll definitely will book some time. And one of the things I wanted to say was thank you so much for coming on board and being honest and open with how you go about dating and how you go about keeping your partner, because that insight was a jewel of wisdom that people really value. And you really just let us know the truth, and we appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate coming on the show, and hopefully whatever I said can help someone, and, you know, in the near future, if someone has great advice, I hope to hear it from them as well.
Okay. Now, what's the best way that people, before you go, what's the best way that people can reach you?
Facebook. That's the easiest. I'm on Facebook. John Brown is my real name. Just look me up. I'm right there on Facebook.
Okay.
Or you can use email, and it's jstbcz@hotmail.com.
Can you say that email address again, please?
jstbcz@hotmail.com.
Okay. Well, if you want John to come and do a show in your area, to a presentation, or give some of his motivational speeches to you, please send him an email or contact him through Facebook, and he will be glad to get in touch with you and do the what you're requesting. So definitely look him up. John, thank you so much for coming on the show. You truly were a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. To the listener of Taboo Talk, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. If you're waiting on a mate, if you're waiting on a spouse, or you're waiting for that special someone to come into your life, one of the things that we learned today is that it doesn't have to require you to do anything extra. God will bless you right where you're at, on your jobs, in your community, with someone special. You know, I was on the computer, and God put me in touch with my current husband, and we exchanged numbers. You know, what's meant for you, nothing can stop it, and it will happen. So know that it's on its way. Maintain. And while you're maintaining, do like John and I said, look good, because you don't know if you're walking right past them as you walk down the street. You know, when you leave your house, give your best self, okay? Look 100%. And once you get into a relationship, don't let yourself go. That's when you kick it up a notch, and you look even better, so that you can continue to have your mate be interested in you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, join my Facebook fan page, which is Lady Charmaine Day, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, Teachings, and Notes. Join my YouTube channel, which is Taboo Talk, and also buy items from the store. By buying items from the store, you enable me to continue to spread my word of hope, life, and belief in Jesus Christ and the principles that he taught us to implement into our lives. And if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website, www.ladycharmainday.com. This ministry thanks you for your continued contribution, support, and tune in to this show. Lastly, I just finished my fifth book called Heed Simple, a motivational and inspirational book that will inspire you to live your most prosperous, joyful, happy, peaceful, abundant life. Please pick up your copy now. The book is available on my store, ladycharmainday.com, amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble for $9.27. I appreciate picking up the book, and thank you for your support. Well, remember, you are special, and goodbye.